Chapter 1, Awakening. In the heart of a bustling city, Olivia Wilson led a life consumed by the demands of her architectural career. Her days were a whirlwind of blueprints, deadlines, and the relentless hum of urban life. Success was her constant pursuit, but beneath the surface, a quiet unrest simmered within her. Chapter 2, A Life Unexamined. Olivia's world revolved around the polished skyscrapers she designed. The chaos of the city streets and the endless ambition that drove her left little room for introspection. She had forgotten what it meant to truly live, to savor the simple joys of existence. Chapter 3, Signs of Discontent. The turning point arrived in the form of a vivid dream. Olivia found herself in a serene forest, the leaves whispering ancient secrets. A sense of tranquility washed over her, and for the first time in years, she felt at peace. The dream was a jolt to her soul, a reminder of the spiritual void she had long neglected. Chapter 4, Seeking Answers. The dream lingered in Olivia's thoughts, and she embarked on a quest to find its meaning. She delved into books on spirituality and meditation, seeking answers to the yearning within her. Her journey led her to a quaint bookstore, where an old, wise bookseller recommended a book that would change her life. Chapter 5, The Book of Enlightenment. The book, titled The Path to the Soul, spoke of a profound journey inward, a search for inner peace, and a connection to the deeper self. Olivia was captivated by its words and knew that this was the path she needed to follow. Chapter 6, Soul Searching. As Olivia delved into the book's teachings, she began to explore her own soul. She dedicated time to meditation, found solace in nature, and learned to quiet her mind. She attended spiritual retreats and sought guidance from wise mentors. In this journey of self-discovery, she started to unravel the layers of her being. Chapter 7, The Forest Retreat. One summer, Olivia embarked on a retreat to the heart of the forest, the very place from her dream. The forest's quiet grandeur enveloped her, and its ancient wisdom whispered through the leaves. Olivia spent days in contemplation, allowing her soul to unfurl like a flower in the sun. Chapter 8, Inner Peace. In the heart of the forest, Olivia found the key to inner peace. She realized that her true self was not defined by her career or external achievements. Her soul's purpose was to find joy in the present moment, to connect with the world around her, and to nurture the seeds of love and compassion within. Chapter 9, Reconnect. With newfound wisdom, Olivia returned to the city. She continued her work as an architect, but her perspective had transformed. She approached her designs with a deeper understanding of the impact they had on the environment and people's well-being. She began to infuse her projects with a sense of harmony and sustainability. Chapter 10, A Life Reimagined. Olivia's life took on new meaning as she reconnected with her spirituality. She devoted time to volunteer work, supporting causes close to her heart. She found joy in spending time with loved ones and nurturing her own well-being. Her days were no longer a relentless pursuit of success but a journey of self-discovery and compassion. Chapter 11, Sharing the Journey. Inspired by her transformation, Olivia shared her experiences with others. She started a blog and hosted workshops on spirituality and inner peace. Her message resonated with many, and she became a source of guidance for those seeking their own path to the soul. Chapter 12, A Soul's Home. As the years passed, Olivia's life had come full circle. The city that once seemed suffocating had become her home, a place where she could share her message of inner peace. She had found her ikigai, her reason for being, in helping others discover their own spirituality and reconnect with their souls. Chapter 13, Ever Evolving. Olivia's journey was not one of finality but of continuous growth. She had found her inner peace, but she knew that the path to the soul was ever evolving. With an open heart and a spirit of exploration, she embraced the beautiful uncertainty of life, knowing that the soul's journey was a profound adventure. Epilogue, The Path to the Soul. In the heart of the bustling city, Olivia Wilson had found her soul. It was a journey of awakening, a quest for inner peace, and a connection to the depths of her being. She had learned that the soul's path was not a destination but a profound and ever-unfolding experience, a testament to the beauty of the human spirit.